This extremely dedicated volunteer exemplifies all the characteristics of a true community servant, just as Thomas B. Herring did for so many years. I am proud to announce the 2022 Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award winner, Carol Hagan.
Well, good morning. It is 7:43, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gom, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. And that award winner named yesterday, I'm guessing she was a little bit more surprised than she is this morning. Carol Hagan joins us. Carol, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, congratulations first off.
Thank you very much.
All right. So it's kind of funny. We were talking off the air that you were asked on Sunday at church if you were going to be there because you were told somebody else was going to be the winner, and they just, you know, make sure people they know were going to be there. So they just want to make sure you were there. Did the thought even cross your mind at that? But you were told it was somebody else, though, in particular.
I was told it was someone else.
So, but you were planning on being there anyway, right?
Yes, I was.
I guess that's the hardest part of this whole thing, making sure the recipient's going to be there, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Well, let's talk about the community service you do. Obviously, being the president of the board of the United Way of Knox County, talk about your involvement and being involved in community service and community projects. Kind of when did that start in your life?
Well, I retired from First Midwest Bank in 2014, and I decided if I didn't get involved in something, I was already on the United Way board and a couple other things in Lions Club, but I wanted to get more involved. So that's when I started, and it's a good thing because visions of me sitting around watching TV all day. So.
Well, Tyler and I do what we get done. We get done at 9 o'clock, boom, TV, rest of the day. No, we appreciate your service and the things you do with the Lions Club and the United Way of Knox County. They mentioned, Anthony mentioned during the presentation yesterday something you had done during COVID. Where did that kind of idea come from to help the people at that time?
Okay, well, Lauren Dunnett approached me. I was on the United Way board at the time, and she approached, I had gotten her in Lions Club a couple years prior, and she had approached me, the Lions, about making sandwiches during that time. With all the kids being out of school, we were getting food preparation together for them. So some of us Lions got together, and every week we went out and made sandwiches. And I was trying to think of the total, but, I mean, we would average 500 or 600 sandwiches a week. So I think we ended up in the hundreds of thousands of
wow.
sandwiches during the COVID time. Yes.
That's a lot of sandwiches.
That's a lot of sandwiches. Yes, it is.
Yeah. You know what's so great about this, as we're also actually joined by over here, Pam, if you would. Pam Gaither, she is with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And one of the great things, Pam, when I'll let you get your coat off. I'll make it a long question. How about that?
And now.
No, but it, one of the great things about the recipients of this this award is that they do things selflessly. They're not looking for recognition. They're doing it out of the good of their heart. And Carol's a prime example of that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the Thomas B. Herring Award, it's been going on for 43 years. This is the 43rd award.
All right.
Congratulations, Carol, again.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
It is all about community service. And Thomas Herring was the epitome of that. And you know, we've seen so many wonderful winners of the past. And I couldn't be more proud to sit beside Carol as this year's winner.
You know, it's kind of fun. I know Carol likes you. You probably like to thank other people, but it, you know, we're this. You know, the thing is, you're the recipient of this award. But I know that, and that's again a kind of a sign of people who love to do good for other people in the community. Talk about people you want to thank and other things.
Okay, well, I certainly am honored to be on this list. There's so many wonderful people on there. I am just honored to be added to that list.
Yeah.
Anthony Law, for instance, last year's recipient, when we have these different things that go on, he has his students there. I mean, we just did a Riverbend Food Bank thing on Saturday, and he had all these students there. The Lions Club was there, First Presbyterian Church, all these different individuals were there to help.
Yeah, that's one of the great things with Anthony, having these students, having young people get involved. I know there are groups like Key Club and some other groups that, you know, that at the high school that the kids have to get involved and do community service, but he's extended that to the Carl Sandburg College and those students that have done a great job of getting involved and volunteering and helping out. What do you tell people when? There's got to be some satisfaction that you get for helping out. Kind of talk about that.
Oh boy, it just feels really good.
Yeah, I mean it really does.
It does feel good. I feel like I've I love this community. I've lived here all my life, and so I feel like I'm giving back.
Yeah,
I'm giving back for sure.
Well, Pam, I think again, it's never easy to choose the winner of this award because there's so many people that do so many great things in this community. Talk about the process of the nominations and how you come down to each year's award winner.
Yeah, so the nominations, we usually open them up for about 4 to 6 weeks. So we get nominations from all over, and they vary every year. We do encourage people to nominate someone again. Sometimes we see repeat nominations. Other times we don't. And then once that nomination deadline closes, we send that to our committee. The Thomas B. Herring Award is kind of vetted in a little bit of a different way. So it's a committee of past winners. So Thomas B. Herring Award winners are choosing the next winner. It's really cool, actually. We don't really have that in any other award that we give away. And, of course, this is one of the highest honors in our community. So we want that to be decided by folks who have actually won that award too. So that's how that works. They meet, they make a decision, and it's pretty slick process.
Did somebody, by the way, are you aware, did they get a picture of the look on your face when you realized it was you?
Yes. Well, I don't know about that, but I will say there are some photos I haven't shared with you yet. They're amazing, and you know, they speak words just by the visuals. So we're so glad you won, Carol.
Thank you. Hey, I want to thank Kaylee Miller, the director of the United Way. She was the one that submitted my name, so yes. I certainly want to thank her, and she's a joy to work with.
Absolutely. Well, what was that kind of what came over you when you realized, like, oh, gosh, they're talking about me?
I instantly started to cry, and I usually don't cry. And I instantly started. I thought, well, okay, I need to get myself together here. And then I'm not a good speaker. So when I get up front there, I'm saying, okay, anybody that knows me knows I don't do this well. So I didn't do that good up there.
You did great.
I was nervous.
What advice for someone who's thought about, it's like, you know, I really should get more involved in my community to help out. What advice would you give? I mean, there are just so many service clubs and organizations, so many different ways to help.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when I first retired in 14, I got approached all over the place, and I thought, I can't do this. You know, I got to pick something. So, I mean, all they have to do is just go out there and find it. I mean, just find one thing, and then it's amazing how that'll expand to something else later on. You know, I got in Lions in 94, and I mean, it just off from there. It was just crazy.
And those people are all right?
They're all right.
Okay,
if I don't mention them, I will get fined on Wednesday. So I got to make sure I mention them a few times.
That's true. That is true. When they make good pancakes, too. So.
Yes, they do.
Well, Carol Hagen, this year's Thomas Herring Service Award winner, congratulations once again. Anything else you'd like to say or any suggestions for people interested in helping out the community?
Well, there's so many different things you can do. If you can't be, I'm older, so I can't be real physical, but there's certainly a lot of things you can do even though you're not able to maybe lift things and such. You know, there's always something you can do. I mean, there's so many different things in this community that you can get involved in. So there's no excuse.
Absolutely. There you go.
No excuse.
Yeah, and Pam, that is so true. Like, as we said, there's so many different organizations that you can get involved. I mean, you can do stuff on your own as well, but gosh, if I guess if they contact the chamber, you can find whatever organizations are here and available and different ways to help, or contacting the United Way for different
Absolutely.
Ways to help out.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, obviously, United Way is a great resource. The chamber, we have over 80 nonprofit members. We know there are so many more out there, but there are lots of ways, lots of resources. If you're looking for just volunteering, or if you're looking to do board service and you're not sure how that works or how that looks, there are resources out there. The Galesburg Community Foundation is a great resource for questions about that. And, you know, if you do have questions, let us know. We can help direct you if there's, you know, anyone you're looking to connect with, especially on that nonprofit sector. But, yeah, absolutely. There are thousands of opportunities out there. Giving Tuesday's coming up. I know that you talked about that, but there are so many ways you can be part of what's happening in our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Carol, anything else you'd like to add?
Speaking of Giving Tuesday, Carrie Chow's I'm doing a spiel here.
No problem.
Carriage House will be giving out or selling cookies, and they say Live United on there. And the end of the day proceeds go to the United Way. And then Jimmy's Pizza is going to be doing Wednesday, the 30th. They're going to be doing proceeds from large pizzas from 3 to 9.
Perfect. Yeah, we've had those cookies before.
Yes.
They're so good.
They are very good.
So good.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, Pam Gaither, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, thank you for your time and what you guys do. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. No, we love it.
Yeah. And Carol Hagen, the this year's recipient of the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. Carol, again, thank you so much for what you do for our community, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yay.